Good morning. Welcome to Hershey PCA in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so glad to have you with us this morning. If you're a regular attender, member, or visitor, we invite you to fill out this form so we can know that you're with us today. And you just put that in the offering plate when that comes by later in the service. Pastor Kirtland and his wife Bonnie are away today. Yesterday they were celebrating a baby shower for their son and daughter-in-law in the Midwest, and they'll be traveling home back to the area tomorrow. Real privilege today to welcome David Cross back to our pulpit. Many of you know David from he and his wife Barbara have spent over a year here with us before making the journey, that long journey back to Trinity, and just welcome Pastor David Cross here today. One other announcement that I'd like is we're pleased to welcome into the world Phoebe Evangeline Victa, our pastoral intern, Cisco, and Katie. Victa, Cisco, our pastoral intern, and Katie, his wife. Welcome Phoebe early Saturday morning. I think she, Lori and I, and I know Nick, and several others were able to go visit them in the hospital. Precious child, new covenant child, welcomed into the family, and we look forward to seeing them here in the coming weeks. I think they're being discharged later today. A couple other announcements I'd like to do in person. I encourage you to look in the back of your bulletins, but I'd like to welcome Bev Cox up to tell us a little bit about an upcoming event for the women in the church. Bev?
There, I guess it's working. Okay, good morning, ladies. The women's ministry of this church is excited about getting started on our very own first year together. We're still part of Trinity, but we're beginning to get our own identity here as Hershey PCA Women's Ministries. We're going to have a kickoff event in the end of September, and there are brochures out on the table by the WIC board that explain this more thoroughly. But we're planning to join with the PCA Regional Women's Conference in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. It's September 30th and October 1st. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Now, because Bryn Mawr is an awkward distance for us, it's a little far to go there, go to a conference Friday night, come home, go back Saturday morning. The PCA has been able to obtain for us a DVD of the Friday evening talk. It may be Melissa Kruger, who is our speaker, or it may be Nancy Guthrie, who has done many of these conferences around the country. Whichever one it is, I know the women of Trinity are very excited because we know both of these women, and you would enjoy them too. We are going to have the DVD showing at Trinity. Instead of going to Bryn Mawr, we can go to Trinity Friday evening. And just because we're ladies, we'd like to do something special, so we're going to have a supper along with it, like a baked potato bar and a salad bar and all that kind of stuff. It is a two-day conference, so if you're planning to go Saturday, I'd really encourage you to come Friday night, and vice versa. If you want to go just Friday night without Saturday, you're going to miss out on a lot. The brochure will tell you the price. And the brochure would tell you that it's $75 up until August 19th, and then it's $100. However, our budget, the women's ministry budget, can cover in full the first 16 women who sign up. That's Trinity and Hershey combined, and it wouldn't cost you a thing. What if more than 16 women sign up? Well, then we'll divide that pot of money out equally, and you'll each have to pay a little bit, but not $75 or $100. And that offer is good until September 1st. We can't hold that offer forever. So when you leave today, there are some brochures out there. If you want a brochure and you don't have one, feel free to ask me, email me. I'm in the directory. Call me, and I will get one to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bev. One last announcement before we move to worship. Sarah Moore is heading off to college at Grove City College. She spent the summer supported by Trinity and Hershey PCA and Child Evangelism Fellowship. We'll do our full missions teams reports for the summer here, but Sarah wanted a chance to tell you what the Lord's been doing in Dauphin County through CEF for just a brief moment before we start.
Yes, well, this summer I worked as a summer missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Dauphin County with our supportive missionaries, Brooke and Jeanette Morrison, and it was really a wonderful experience. It started out with 2 weeks of summer missionary training school in June, and there we learned how to share the gospel with children, and I learned that, really, if you understand how to share the gospel with a child, you can share the gospel with anyone, and so I really grew in my faith and in sharing it with others. We also learned how to teach five-day clubs, which was the majority of what we did this summer. A five-day club, my partner and I would go out usually to three different locations each week, and we would be at each one for an hour. And during the club, we would have a Bible lesson, memory verses, songs, a review game, a puppet, and a missionary story in missions time. During our second week of training school, we had the opportunity to go out and actually teach a five-day club while being evaluated, which, yes, was intimidating. But at the end of that week, on the last day, a child came up to me for counseling, and for the first time, I had the opportunity to pray with the child to receive Christ, and that was really an amazing experience. Afterwards, I was talking to that child, and I told him that if you've received Jesus as your Savior, then Jesus has come to live inside your heart. And the boy looked up at me, and his face brightened, and he said, "My heart feels all tickly." Well, this summer we did 4 weeks traveling around doing five-day clubs, and we had 2 weeks of day camp, which is more like a VBS. And we also, during training school, had a time of open-air evangelism in Harrisburg, where we went around and shared the Wordless Book, which is a tool for sharing the gospel with a lot of children. We had clubs in many different places. We had them in basements, on front porches, in backyards, at churches. One of my favorite clubs was on 2700 Green Street in Harrisburg, where there is a large Nepali community. And it was very interesting to learn how to share the gospel with children who didn't speak very much English. And many of them, in their homes, they believed that there were many gods. So definitely emphasizing that Jesus is the only way. One of our other clubs that I really enjoyed, we were in the basement of a woman's home, and she would go out and pick up many, many children from the nearby trailer parks. And a lot of those children came from difficult backgrounds, but we had a child at that club also receive Christ. Well, through day camp and five-day clubs and our time of open-air evangelism, we were able to minister to 371 children this summer in Dauphin County. And over 100 of those children came to know Jesus as their Savior and trust in him. Well, one day I was teaching the Bible lesson, and we came to the end, and I was reviewing the gospel points, and I asked the children, "Do you know that you have sinned and that Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sin?" And the children just stared at me and they said, "Well, yeah, you tell us every day." And I just thought, what a privilege it is to be able to share the gospel with children every day. And I'm just so thankful for all of your prayers and support from Trinity and from Hershey. So thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, it's a privilege to hear what's going on in our community, what the Lord's doing. In and around Dauphin County, but we're here today to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you could all stand with me today for our call to worship as I read from Deuteronomy. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, I command you today by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it." Amen. Thank you.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice at what Christ has done for us. We rejoice that he came with the power to save from guilt and darkness and the grave. We thank you for the wonders of grace that belong to you and are given to us. And we ask that on this day, as we gather in your presence, we may properly honor and praise you. We may look to you for the needs that we have in life, and that we may receive from you directions for how we should live in this world, and encouragement to do that because of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, and we are going to be reading from the Song of Solomon. This is a book that Ryan Reeves, in a lecture I was listening to on YouTube this week, said is the most earthy book in the Bible. And yet it's an important book for us as Christians. And we'll listen to these lovers as they talk to and about each other. Song of Solomon. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am sick with love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the crannies of the cliff. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. That's the way the men of this church always speak to their wives, right? And yet, our relationships aren't always like that. And so we come to a time of confessing sin, confessing that we have not loved as we ought to love. Let's bow together as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love of God, for the love that is so wonderful, and the love which has given to us so much. The love that even looks at us as lovely, even though we are sinners. And we have not loved you as we ought to love you. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We have not loved even those that are closest to us as we ought. And we confess these things. We ask that you will forgive us, and that you will also enable us to be those who love as we ought to love, and to follow the directions of your word. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I asked David if we could shorten some of the things this morning, because I have a sermon that's very long, and So I'm going to try to do that in a timely manner, but we don't shorten the whole idea that we come to God with our needs. And so we're going to come to God in prayer together and pray for one another, pray for the community around us, pray for the needs of those who are lost. You'll find a listing of prayer suggestions for the week on page 19 of your bulletin. Let's bow together in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks. We thank you for the things that you have already done for us. And those things that you have done in sending your Son to be our Savior, in providing for us those things that we need in this life, those many blessings that you have given to us in the relationships that you have drawn us into individually and as a congregation, those things that provide for our social and our spiritual and our physical well-being, we give you thanks for all of those. But they encourage us to ask you for more, to ask you to continue to provide for us, to provide for us as a church, to provide for us in this community. And we do remember those who have responsibilities for our care within the wider community. We do think of the Derry Township Economic Development Manager, Lauren Zubenbrum. We ask for your blessing on her. We think of the Dauphin County Commissioner, Mike Price, and we ask for your blessing on him. We also think of those of our congregation who have come from other parts of the world or are here because we have connection because of our ESL program, and we ask that you will bless them. But we pray for their countries, the lands that they have come from, and we think of Bhutan, Nepal, and we ask that you will work in that land, a land that has been so largely closed to the gospel. We also pray for those of the Berber people of Libya, and we ask that those people, that vast number who need the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they too may have opportunity to hear, and that those who faithfully seek to reach them may be effective in their ways of reaching out to those folk. And in our own congregation, we pray for those who have physical needs. We give you thanks for the birth of a new covenant child, and for Katie, and as she recovers from the delivery, and for the whole family as they welcome Phoebe into their family. We also pray for the elders of this congregation, and especially remembering this morning Nick Yinkst, and ask for your blessing upon him. We think of the wider church, and we pray for churches within the Susquehanna Valley Presbytery, and especially today we remember Oakwood Presbyterian Church. We know that they want to expand their building, and they want to be able to reach more students and to reach more of the community in their area, and we pray for them. We pray that you will bless them as they work towards those ends together with those who are ministering through the Reformed University Fellowship there. We also pray for Mark Tedford. We thank you for his presence among us today. And we ask that you'll bless him in his chaplaincy ministry in the retirement community where he serves. We ask you that you will use his ministry for the encouragement of those older folk around him, and those who are, in some cases, approaching the end of their life. We ask now that you will bless us as we continue here to honor you in all the things that we do in our time of worship together. And we ask that you will hear us as we join our voices in saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It has been pointed out to me that it's one of the interesting things about the Lord's Prayer. There's a kind of an echo for me being up here, but anyway. In the Lord's Prayer, when we go to Homeland on the third Sunday of the month and we use the Lord's Prayer, a lot of the people are used to saying, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It's the common way the prayer is used in Methodist and Episcopal churches. But we in Presbyterian churches tend to use debts. Somebody once said, it seems like the Scots, who are usually accused of being the founders of Presbyterianism, though that's not quite true. Thank you. That helped that. I guess I was getting too much in front of the speakers, was I? The Scots seem to think about debts, which sounds like money, and the English seem to think about trespasses, which seems to think about land. But anyway, it's a difference that is not a difference. We're still thinking about our sins and asking that God forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. Now let us receive the offering for this morning, and let's pray and ask the Lord's blessing upon it. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless these offerings as we bring them to you, and that you will use them for the glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let's join together in singing the hymn on page number 9 of your worship service booklet.
Happy the home.
Let us remain standing for prayer and the reading of God's word. Father, we do thank you that you have given us the scriptures. You have not left us ignorant as to how we might serve and worship and honor you, both in our gathering together and also in our lives from day to day. Grant that these words from scripture may speak to us as we read them together and meditate on them. For Jesus' sake, amen. We're looking at several sections from 1 Corinthians, and they're printed for you in the bulletin. I think you'll find it easier to follow there than jumping from